Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Friday, April 28th. And I'm glad you're tuned in and listening over WSOF and WAJJ Radio today. Appreciate those of you that go to our website at wsof.org. There you can download our podcast. We have these broadcast in what's called podcast form. You can download those at the website and listen to them at your convenience. Let me also take this opportunity to invite you to come out and be with us at the Lord's house on this coming Sunday, the Lord's Day. We'd be glad to have you here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, very easily located at 1415 Island Ford Road, right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. If you're on Interstate 69, you'll take exit number 116, exit 116, and you would turn to the east. And there you would locate the Island Ford Baptist Church on the left side, about 3/4 of a mile, half a mile or so from the interstate. So we'd love to have you come and be with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Also mentioned that they are having missions conference this week at the Sturgis Independent Baptist Church over in Sturgis, Kentucky. Brother Joey Durham is a good pastor there, and the people at Sturgis, I'm sure, would make you welcome if you would go and be with him. That's at 7 p.m. each night this week, and then also on Sunday morning at regular time, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. So I want to mention that. Brother Dewey Whittemore is preaching each night there in their missions conference, and so I'd like to make that opportunity available to you as well. Also, would like to have you pray for us. We are, should be right now, traveling back from Paris, Tennessee, as we went down there this morning for the big catfish parade, and hope and pray that everything's going well, and hope you'll keep us in your prayers. Also pray for Joshua, our son, and Melissa, as they're traveling back to North Carolina, making a quick trip, and going to just stay there. They left from Paris, and going to stay there until Sunday evening, come back here on Sunday evening, and pray for them there. Joshua has sold his trailer and got some things to do there to get that ready to go and get the paperwork done. And Melissa went with him so she could spend some time with her dad and mom and the children there as well. So remember that in your prayer. Also keep Mrs. Hall in your prayer. She has been having AFib the last few days and been under the weather, so I want to keep her in our prayers, hold her up, and ask God to strengthen and bless and help her. Also want to ask God to touch Brother Hall and that the Lord would help them as they try to work with the doctors to get something organized, to get something done, some kind of procedure that they might help her with that. So keep her in your prayers, if you will. Also pray my wife's dad, as we said, had surgery on Tuesday, had an ablation surgery, and he's recovering and seemed to be doing well. My mother had a surgery procedure on her kidneys on Wednesday and seems to be recovering and doing well. Brother Troy Rickard, his mother Linda, has been in the hospital now for a couple of weeks at Nashville. Want to keep her in prayer. She had a massive stroke and want to ask God to touch and help her and the family and be with them and meet the needs. All right, if you will, remember these things and keep them in prayer, and let's go to the Lord together in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. Thank you for your goodness, grace, and mercy. Thank you for loving me, giving yourself for me. Lord, I want to ask you now that you would bless this broadcast and use it for your glory and honor. Thank you for the privilege to have the Send Forth the Light radio broadcast. Thank you, Lord, for the faithful listeners, those that tune in and listen. I appreciate that, and I thank you for it. And I pray, Father, that you'd bless them. Lord, that some sinner might come under old-time conviction, might repent of their sin, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved before it is eternally too late. Father, I pray that some saints would be strengthened and encouraged in the things of God, as we've been studying on faith this week. Lord, I pray you'd make it real to them and give them and us more faith and help us to please you more by our faith. Lord, I ask you to help now these special requests. I do pray for my mother, for my father-in-law. I pray for Brother Troy's mother. Lord, I pray for Mrs. Hall. Lord, all these with these health issues, I pray you'd intervene and help them. I pray for Mrs. Holliday and her ears. Lord, I pray that you'd meet the needs there that she has. For Miss Newble and her shoulder and the problems that she has. These ladies here in the church that are carrying children, Lord, I pray be with them and keep them safe. My daughters-in-laws that are carrying children, keep them safe and help them, dear God, all to have good deliveries, healthy deliveries. and everything go according to thy will. Lord, we have some unspoken requests that we're praying about. You know what they are. And I pray, dear God, that you'd intervene on those and help on those according to thy will. Then, Lord, I do pray that you'd bless them over at Sturgis and use the man of God as he preaches there this week. And, Lord, stir them in not just worldwide missions, but worldwide evangelism, that sinners might be saved and the work of God go forward. Now, have your way, Lord, we pray. We ask it all in Jesus' lovely and precious name. Amen and amen. Well, I do appreciate you praying with us. We're going to get ready to head into the Scriptures. We're going to be looking at Hebrews chapter number 11, verses number 1 through 3. That's where we've been looking this week, and we'll continue to do that even today on today's broadcast. But before we go to the Scriptures, if you will, we'll go to a song by our family that I trust might be a blessing to your heart. And amen. All right, I trust that was a blessing as we sang there as a family. Here we're looking in Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 1. The Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Now this week we've been looking for the previous 4 days on what I've called, out of these three verses, I've called faith and its consequences. And we've been looking at these verses. I mentioned verse number 1, we called the persuasion that comes from faith. And we talked about the cause and the confirmation of our faith, the substance and the evidence of our faith. And then we looked at verse number 2, and we called that the praise which comes from our faith. We looked at the persons that are being praised, the elders that had the faith. Then we looked at the examples of these elders and the encouragement of these elders. Then we looked not only at the people or the persons, but we looked at the praiser. Who's doing the praise? Well, it's God that gives the reward. Amen. It's God that gives the reward for our faith. And then we looked lastly at the principle for the praise. It is faith. Faith's the only thing that pleases God. Faith is the only thing that can give us a good report with our God. Amen. Now today I want to begin with this third point and this third verse, and I want to try by the help of the Lord to cover that. The Bible says, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things that appear, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Amen. So we know, it's saying by faith, faith gives us a perceptive mind. Faith gives us the ability to know some things that others don't know. I'm amazed at scientists that'll spend money and time and effort, and nothing wrong with them doing that, but they'll spend so much money and so much time and so much effort to determine how things came to be like they are, and yet they just will not believe the Bible. Amen. See, the writer of Hebrews cites one area in which faith gives us a perceptive mind, namely the area of creation. Faith helps those that have it to understand this matter of creation, whereby doubt leaves you in the dark in this important matter. Amen. Doubt gives you strange and, I'll say, stupid explanations such as evolution that try to explain how creation came to be. Amen. Harry Ironside said it this way. He said, "It is only unbelief and willful rejection of the testimony of God that makes men stumble at and pervert so wondrous an unfolding of the beginnings of the creation of heavens and earth." Amen. In other words, Mr. Ironside said that men become so perverted in their doctrine of the creation only because they will not believe, they refuse to believe the Word of God. They reject the Word of God. Now, in this verse again, through faith, we understand. This word translated understand in our text means to, quote, perceive with the reflective intelligence. Amen. Faith is the vehicle of spiritual perception. Faith is the medium, the mode by which we understand things. Amen. Faith comprehends within its grasp the past, the present, and the future. By it, by faith, the Christian knows that the universe only just a few thousand years ago, had no existence, and then was created out of nothing by the Word of God. Amen. Without faith in the Word of God, a person cannot correctly perceive the origin of the universe. But through faith, believing the Word of God, a person is enabled to apprehend things which are high above the reach of human reason. Amen. Amen. The origin of the universe presents a problem which neither science nor philosophy can solve, as it is evident from their conflicting and ridiculous attempts to explain it. But that difficulty vanishes entirely when one has faith. Amen. We know how the worlds came to be if we just believe the Word of God. The Scriptures give us such a sensible explanation of the origin of the universe and the origin of life. Faith believes this explanation and thus has great wisdom in understanding and perceiving the origin of the universe. Amen. Evolution is so foolish and encounters so many problems trying to explain how things began. But then evolution leaves out God. How can you make sense of the origin of the universe when you leave out God? Faith believes, however, and acts upon what God says. Thus, faith, wisdom, excels unbelief or folly, as far as light excels darkness, as Ecclesiastes 2:13 says. Unbelief makes dunces in the classroom, and faith does just the opposite. Amen. Now, in order to further understand this, we're going to look and break this down. I want you to think about the Word of creation, and then we'll think about the work of creation, and we'll end up with the wonder of creation. Think with me on these. The Word. How did things begin? Well, the Bible says, by the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. God spoke it, and it came into being. Amen. When God spake, things happened. Amen. Amen. Faith knows the place, the prominence, and the power of the Word of God in creation. The word translated Word in our text is not the Greek word logos, which is found in John 1:1, which is not limited to the spoken word, but also refers to the incarnate word, the Lord Jesus Christ. But this word in our Hebrews text is the Greek word rhema, R-H-E-M-A, and is limited in meaning to a spoken word. This means that creation came only by the spoken Word of God. Amen. Now, real Bible faith, biblical faith, finds its foundation in the Scripture. And here's what the Scripture says. By the Word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. That's Psalm 33:6. Amen. Now, to verify this truth, the account of creation given in Genesis chapter number 1, records 10 significant words that God said. You'll find that in Genesis 1:3, verse 6, verse 9, verse 11, verse 14, 20, 24, 26, 28, and 29. God said 10 specific times, 10 specific things God did in creation. Now, worldly intellects wrestle with how the universe came into being. They talk about gigantic explosions. That seems to be the favorite of many in our world today. And explosion theory is a ludicrous explanation for sure. Explosions cause chaos, not beauty and order. Explosions cause damage, not a built and a foundation. Amen. Someone has said that creation being the result of an explosion is about as likely as a dictionary being the result of an explosion in a print shop. Amen. I heard one man say this. He said, if it's a big ball of fire and it just exploded and little balls of fire went rolling around, twirling around in the universe, if this planet was a ball of fire, how come two-thirds of it's water? Well, friend, can I just simply say that faith knows a better answer than the world? It's the fact that God Almighty simply spoke these things into being. God's Word has tremendous power because God is mighty indeed. Amen. God's Word is spoken with equally tremendous not only power but wisdom. You see, the world wants to leave out the fact that it took an intelligent designer and builder to make our universe. Amen. All their explanations lack intelligence. Actually, because if you had intelligence, you wouldn't believe what they're talking about. So we talk about the words of creation. Let me move on quickly. Secondly, to the work of creation. It says that by faith we know, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So not just the Word of God. Notice the worlds were framed. That word translated framed means, quote, to fit out or equipped so that a person or thing thus equipped or fitted might observe the purpose for which it was made. In other words, it was made exactly as it ought to be made. Amen. The fundamental meaning is to put a thing in its appropriate condition. This speaks of design. God had a design when he made this world. It speaks of purpose in creation. It speaks of specifically being the work of creation that's involved in the six-day account given in Genesis chapter number 1, verse 3 through verse 31. Amen. The original creation is recorded in Genesis 1:1. Amen. Then the condition of that original creation is listed in Genesis 1:2. And then from Genesis 1:3 through the rest of Genesis 1, it talks about the framing, the putting in order of the original creation, putting it in its purposeful design. Now, while the framing especially emphasizes this aspect of creation, it necessarily involves their original creation. So that by the Word of God refers to the original creation process. Faith perceives all this, but unbelief is willfully ignorant regarding the origin of creation. Now, all this says that creation did not just explode. Creation did not just evolve by some unknown force into this marvelously intricate system and universe that we have now. The universe became a splendid system by the fact that God's Word made it so. Amen. We can set our watches. We can guide our ships by the stars, by the heavens. Now, that did not just happen by chance. That did not just happen by an explosion or by an evolutionary process. But it's made that way by design, by an all-wise God who spoke everything into being. Friend, faith knows that, but unbelief is ignorant of it. Amen. Amen. So we see the word of creation, the work of creation. Let's think about the wonder of creation. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Look at this phrase. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. One of the great wonders of creation is that all this was made out of nothing which the human eye could see. Amen. Men think they can make things, but they have to use other things that are already made in order to make things. If a lady makes supper, she makes a cake to use for supper. She has to use something such as flour, such as eggs, such as sugar, such as Crisco. She has to use things that have already been made in order to make the cake that's going to make supper. Amen. So my point is, men, and I say men or women, have to use, when they say they make things, then they have to use things that are already made. If a man makes a house, if a man makes a car, he has to use building products, he has to use metal and plastic and all these other kind of things that have already been made. When they say man-made, man only makes things out of things already made. But God made everything out of nothing. Amen. Amen. Can I say faith knows that? Faith believes that. Faith knows that the world, the universe, was made out of nothing. That which we can see in the universe was not made by things which we can see. The stars and the planets and all these things that we call on earth, these objects we see, were made out of nothing, but they were brought into existence by the fact of God's divine speech. He spoke it, and it was so. Now, the human mind cannot fathom making something out of nothing. Amen. But faith helps us believe and understand that God made it all out of nothing. Well, our time has gone. I hope you enjoyed the program this week, and we're going to finish up with an instrumental.